I want to go back to last week because you filled in for us last week.
I did.
We talked about your predictions for Oscar nominations.
Yes.
They've come out and you did exceedingly well.
I did pretty well. I did not announce on air my supporting actor nominations, but I actually got all five. So I feel pretty good about that one. The Academy had 9 Best Picture nominees.
And you thought they might do 8.
I did. And all 8 of mine were on their list of 9.
What was the 9th that they added?
Amour.
Okay.
The Michael Haneke film, which was also nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. And I just didn't think that they'd do both.
Right.
And
they did. That's very rare.
Yeah. So that's all right. I don't feel bad about that. And then I had picked 4 of the 5 for Best Actor and Best Actress.
You were sure that John Hawkes was going to get a nomination.
Oh, I'm still sure. I don't know what happened. I mean, I know he didn't get it, obviously. But so on one hand, I'm eating crow because I've been saying since January, you know, put your money on John Hawkes. He's going to get a nomination. Mark
my
words.
From the movie The Sessions. Right.
Yes. And I saw it at the Sundance Film Festival last year. I loved it. And I was sure that he was going to get an Oscar nomination. And I've been saying it for a year.
Just didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And I don't know.
But still, 4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Well, I feel good about my picks, but I just don't understand. And John, if you're listening, okay, I know he's not listening, but John Hawkes, if you're listening, I'm really sorry you didn't get the nomination. I was rooting for you. Maybe next year.
And you got 4 out of 5 Best Actress.
I did.
As well.
Who did I miss? I can't even remember who I missed. But yeah, I got 4 out of 5. Little Quvenzhané Wallace. She's my little front runner. She's 9
she
years old.
She would be the youngest ever, right?
She's the youngest Best Actress nominee ever. And she's actually going up against the oldest Best Actress nominee ever, Emmanuelle Riva, from the film Amour. So that's kind of an exciting race.
Exactly right. We'll watch and see how it comes out. Well, as we mentioned, you are headed to Sundance after we get done here with Son of a Chat this morning. Right, exactly. And you immediately will start seeing films tonight.
Yes, yes. I have 2 films on my slate for tonight. One is called May in the Summer, and the other is called 20 Feet from Stardom. And that's actually one of my top picks for the festival. When I was reading through the film descriptions, there were a few that rose to the surface pretty quickly, and 20 Feet from Stardom is one of them. It is a documentary about backup singers toiling in obscurity behind artists like Bruce Springsteen, Bette Midler, Joe Cocker. Right.
Sheryl Crow was with Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's right. We were chatting a little bit earlier about the backup singers who have made it
right. And
come out of the background and moved into the spotlight. And I just think it looks so fascinating and so fun. And I'm hoping that I love it because I want to love it already just from the description. And
that's
hopefully
half the
we
battle.
Can. Yeah, that's right. And I hope we can bring it to the theater sometime soon.
And what else are you going to see?
Well, one of the films that I'm really looking forward to is called The East. That's the film that the Michigan Theater is going to be playing for our Sundance Film Festival USA program on Thursday, January 31st. It's very different from the other films that we've played as part of Sundance USA. We've played a lot of comedies over the last few years, and The East is a thriller. An elite private intelligence firm goes into deep cover to infiltrate a mysterious anarchist collective. It's supposed to be loosely based on Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
So it stars
kind
Brit
of the hacker group.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It stars Britt Marling and Alexander Skarsgård and Ellen Page. And on the 31st, when we bring it to the Michigan Theater, we'll be joined by the director and the co-writer and star. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that a few days before our Sundance USA program.
And that'll be a great fun, and we'll be talking about that
in
the weeks
absolutely.
To come. But tell me this. You're going to see a slew of movies over the
yep.
next several days. How is program director, do you decide what to bring to the Michigan Theater? And what if a film doesn't get a distribution deal? Can you still show it?
Yes, and that's the beauty of our Cinetopia Film Festival. A lot of these films that are coming out of Sundance, but as well as Berlin and Cannes and Toronto and even some smaller regional festivals, they're not getting distribution, or they're getting distribution and their release plan for theaters is much later. You know, if a film is super, super hot and it looks like Oscar fodder, distributors might wait until October, November, December to release it. And if I get the chance to see it in January, I might be able to scoop it and show it once for Cinetopia. So that's a super exciting program angle for our upcoming festival.
So it's definitely, you know, it's hard to think of seeing movies as work, but that's exactly what it is,
well,
particularly when you do them in such great numbers.
By the time you get to film 25, 26, that's when it really starts to feel like work. I'll probably see about 30 movies over the course of 8 days.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the Michigan Theater Program Director, Amanda Bynum. Amanda is filling in for Russ Collins, who is already out there for the Sundance Film Festival. Now, while you're out watching movies out west, what can we see here this weekend?
There's a lot of good stuff opening this weekend. The Michigan's got, because we're still showing Les Miserables, if you haven't seen it, you know, it was nominated for 8 Academy Awards, come on down to the theater and check that out. But we're showing a couple of short-run films. One of the films we're showing is Deadfall, and it was written by a Michigan native, Zach Dean. And it stars Eric Bana and Olivia Wilde as fugitive siblings on the run from a casino heist gone wrong.
Yeah, typically you don't want to make angry those who run casinos.
No, you don't. It also stars Sissy Spacek and Kris Kristofferson. No surprise that he's playing a retired sheriff. I think that's kind of his MO these days.
Yeah, he owns that part.
Yes, he does. He and Tommy Lee Jones playing that grizzled guy. So that plays at the Michigan Theater just this coming Sunday and Monday.
And anything else before we get to what's going on at the Multiplex?
Oh, sure. We're also showing The House I Live In, which played at Sundance last year, and it's a documentary about America's war on drugs and how it spends so much money and so many arrests are coming out of this, and how it impacts the people's lives who actually are part of this war on drugs. I'm putting quotation marks around the phrase war on drugs. So that's only playing at the Michigan just this coming Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's extraordinarily timely. I mean, given the debate that's going on with legalized marijuana and everything else and the effectiveness and the cost of the war on drugs, sounds like a perfect time to show this movie.
Oh, definitely. And then we're also showing The Big Picture, which is a French film, stars Catherine Deneuve, about, I don't want to say mistaken identity, but sort of changing your identity and taking on someone else's identity. It's another thriller. Thrillers, people love those. You know, it's probably way outside their regular life, but they pull you in. And so this is a French film, and it's
playing. And what's not to love about Catherine Deneuve?
Nothing. Everything is great about her. So that's playing at the Michigan next Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, what's opening up at the multiplexes this week? Anything I need to know about?
You're not a horror fan, right?
No, not so much.
Not at all. Okay, well, there's a new
I thought The Exorcist was the best. Why see anything after that?
What about The Shining?
You know, I thought it failed to live up to the book entirely.
Oh, right. Okay. I'll give you that. Oh, The Shining's my favorite horror film. Okay. Enough about The Shining. We're not opening, but the Multiplex is opening Guillermo del Toro's new film, Mama.
Well, you know it's going to be violent.
Oh, yeah. And scary. Holy cow. The trailer freaked me out. Mama is about these two little girls who disappear into the woods on the day that their mother is murdered. And their aunt and uncle take custody of them, and some crazy stuff starts going down. And it stars Jessica Chastain, who is also an Academy Award nominee. And that opens on Friday. So if you like to have the bejesus scared out of you, you should go see Mama at the Multiplex.
Well, I may very well end up seeing it with my eldest daughter, who loves
great.
This genre.
Loves, so. Loves to have her.
Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe are teaming up for a movie.
Yep, in a movie called Broken City, which also opens on Friday. Mark Wahlberg is an ex-cop turned private eye who's having to take on, I think, a dirty mayor. So that looks pretty interesting. I mean, those guys are solid actors. Mark Wahlberg has come a long way since the days of the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, the Marky Mark, right? I still can't get the images of the billboards that he was on out of my head.
Ooh, me either.
For different reasons, I'm sure. But Arnold Schwarzenegger is now back in the movie business after running the state of California.
The Governator. Yep, he's back on film in a movie called The Last Stand. Again, playing another grizzled sheriff. I feel maybe he's going to start going down that Tommy Lee Jones, Kris Kristofferson route. He plays a sheriff who's in a little town with not a lot of crime, but suddenly a drug kingpin is headed straight for this border town in a specially outfitted armored car so that maybe he can't be taken down. So Arnold reluctantly takes this guy down.
Kind of like Gary Cooper in High Noon, right?
Oh, sure. Except with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which is not a good translation.
No,
or maybe more like Sylvester Stallone in Copland.
Yes. Okay. We'll give you that.
That kind of works. That works. There are certainly plenty of choices. We hope we'll see you at the movies. Amanda Bynum, have fun while you're out west at the Sundance Film Festival. And we will talk to you from the festival next week.
Yes. We'll get up bright and early and come and talk to you.
Thank you very much. That is Amanda Bynum, Program Director for the Michigan Theater. You've been listening to Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.